Hey Trail Riders, welcome back to the Daily Ride. I hope you guys are doing well. Today we're going to be the scriptures that get us through the Bible in a year, Joshua 19, verses 1 through 51, Psalm 51, 10 through 13, Proverbs 12, 11 and 12, and Luke 18, 1 through 23. Today we're going to be talking about our biggest problem. Our focal passage is going to be Psalm 51, 10. It says, God, create a clean heart for me, and renew a steadfast spirit in me. What is the biggest problem we face? Some would say ill health. Others, lack of money. And still others, uncertainty about the future or even fear of dying. My own view is that the biggest problem that human beings have is to grapple is the problem of guilt. It is the most powerfully destructive force in the personality. We cannot live with guilt, that is, truly live. When I was a young Christian, I heard some great preaching from a pastor from Wales. Once most of the what was focused on how God was able to release us from guilt and inbred sin. Nowadays, apart from a few exceptions, the message is hardly heard in the pulpits of the principality. Nor is it a matter of in many other pulpits. The emphasis ceased to appeal to the modern mind, and so is discarded. However, it is now coming back to us through the science of psychology. Someone said that the point at which psychology and religion meet is at a point of guilt. Christianity is the social sciences underline what the human heart knows so well. It cannot live comfortably with guilt. The focal passage that we need to come to when we face guilt or feelings of guilt is Romans 8 and 1, which tells us, there is therefore now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. In this simple prayer, however, we have an adequate answer. Forgive us our debts as we forgive those who are debtors. If we fully accept the forgiveness of God and know that our sins have been forgiven, then the result is a pervading sense of peace. The human heart cannot be put off to subterfuge, but needs reconciliation, forgiveness, and assurance. That comes from knowing God's word. There is therefore now no condemnation, no guilt to those who are in Christ Jesus. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we see that within the ways of men, you have a way that is written into the nature of reality. And that way is the way of forgiveness. May we ever walk in it. May we bask in your forgiveness. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey guys, for further study on this, look at John 8, 1 through 11, Psalm 40, verse 12, Psalm 38, 4, and Psalm 73, 21. And keep these two questions in mind. What made the Pharisees leave? And two, how did Jesus respond to the woman? God bless you guys. I hope you'll continue to follow me here on the Daily Ride, and I'll see you on the next Trail Ride.